anniversary. This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Hello, Sam.
Hello. Good morning. How are
you? Good morning.
You?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, real good.
Yeah, well, this is our final instalment of our New Zealand Music Month anniversary album special.
And what a one
and,
to have.
And what a one to have. We're looking at Darcy Clay's Jesus, I Was Evil EP, which is turning 20 this year. And I guess this particular artist is very dear to 95BFM, and I guess someone who epitomises the spirit of the station a lot. So I guess firstly, just a bit of background as to who Darcy Clay was. So he was born Daniel Robert Bolton in 1972, and he grew up a bit of a nomad. He started life in Birkenhead in the North Shore, and then he moved to Atlanta in the States, and also moved to the Blue Mountains in New South Wales before settling back into Grey Lynn, where some of this EP was actually recorded. Musically, he was also quite diverse. He was into metal, punk, hard rock, but also country and western. And I think the sound of this EP is a bit of a moulding of the two styles. You've got the heavy kind of hard rock and punk influences, and then country and western as well. And in fact, apparently, his music has been described as country fried punk rock.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that term quite a lot.
Me too.
Yeah, country fried punk rock. So in terms of his rise to prominence, 95BFM was one of the prominent backers of Darcy Clay and his rise as an artist. The Bill Curtin, the program director at the time, was given a copy of a 4-track tape that he'd made, and liking what he heard, he immediately put it on a rotation at the station, and with this, BFM pretty much started promoting a lot of his shows, especially orientation events, BFM Summer Series, of course, and really getting behind this new up-and-coming artist, as we do so very well with a lot of young talent coming through. And he was an unsigned artist at the time, and he had to work to get attention. It was all about doing things like the old-fashioned way, I guess, gaining fans in person, sort of handing out tapes for free, playing live, you know, building that kind of fan base. And this is, of course, the days before social media, so it was probably a lot different, maybe more challenging than it could be today, I guess. But I guess it was also his persona which he developed, which a lot of people were drawn to, which helped him, and that people really kind of got this idea of the white tracksuit and the Elvis glasses and the wigs.
Evel Knievel.
Exactly,
kind of.
Yeah. This was kind of like the Darcy Clay persona, and I guess people couldn't help but be intrigued when they saw this kind of look when
exuberant
he performed. This
and exuberant, confident young
yeah,
man.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. It was kind of his own style, and no one really, you know, had copied that kind of thing.
Well, yeah. No, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I think let's play a song, shall we?
Yeah, let's play a song.
So I thought the first song that we'd listen to is the second track on the EP. We're going to play the whole EP, by the way. We're going to go nearly in chronological order, although we're going to play the classic title track last. We're going to start with What About It, and I think this one gives you a taste of the country and western feel that exists in some of these tracks. You've got the harmonica, there's a bit of acoustic guitar in there. He kind of sings in a bit of a country twang on this track, which is quite prominent throughout this album, and yeah, it's really, really good. I mean, he could have been, if you wanted to, an old...
Bullshit.
Oh, we're jumping the gun.
I'm sorry, you were talking, and then I was like, I want to play this song.
You were so desperate.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah. But
sorry.
There you go, there's the harmonica. And
that was my mistake.
I think if he'd wanted to, he could have become an alt-country singer.
The second time I've done that today, actually. Just been way impatient.
You're so eager.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. All right, well, let's go. Let's play it then.
All right.
Don't wanna hear
Boom.
I love that. That's so cool.
It seems like it like goes a bit disco-y. Like, did you just hear like a slight...
Yeah, there's like in the rhythm, there's like that...
Yeah, like just at the end, like there was like a mean groove.
Yeah, it's a mean ass groove. Yeah, no, so that's country fried punk rock.
Yes.
Yeah. So in terms of the album itself and recording the album, so he was getting more attention and airplay with the four-track recording that he sent into the station, and he was playing shows. And with this, that kind of led him, it got him a bit of a following, and then he basically sat down to the business, getting out of the business of recording the actual EP. So half of it was recorded at his own home, and the other half was at Progressive Studios. And by all accounts, the recording sessions were not your typical sessions.
I bet.
Apparently he was stoned a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And his recording methods were not traditional, to say the least. He would put things through processes that were not meant to go through processes.
Experimental.
He experienced a lot. He worked at, a lot on his own Porter Studio.
Good on him.
And, you know, obviously half the tracks, half the EP were recorded in a kind of home environment as well. So I guess that kind of leads to this kind of lo-fi recording and production that you hear, as you heard on that track. And, yeah, so it was this moulding of this hard rock punk feel with the country, and it shouldn't work, but it does amazingly. These two things just go hand in hand, and
cool.
It's really, really incredible. So overall, it's very dirty, it's in your face, and obviously appealed to the student radio crowd, and then eventually it would cross over with the lead single into the mainstream as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
For those of you who have just tuned in, we're doing anniversary albums for Darcy Clay's Jesus, I Was Evil EP. I just got a text in asking for some Danzig, even though your daughter is in the car with you. But hopefully we'll play some for you later after this segment.
Hopefully. All right, well, we're going to go on. We're going to play a cover now. This is a Dolly Parton song, of course, Jolene. And he pretty much makes it his own completely. I mean, it's almost unrecognizable from the original recording. And it's probably, again, a great example of what people mean when they say this country-fried punk rock. It's just, it's so eclectic, it's so different, and it's so original.
Jolene, you put the gun down, step away from the vehicle. So damn thing will be off real quick. It's a jailbird.
Jolene, 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 begging on your police, don't take the man. Jolene, 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 don't you take him just because of you can. Beauty is beyond compare, with flaming logs of golden hair and ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. The smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain. She can only beat you, Jolene. You talk about it in your sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when you call his name, Jolene. I could easily understand how you could easily take a man, but you don't know what it means to hurt Jolene. Jolene, 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 begging off your police, don't take a man. Love again, it's the only one for her, Jolene. I hate to have this talk with you. Happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene. Jolene, Jolene, Jolene. I'm picking off your police, don't take her, man. Jolene, 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 don't you take him just because you can. Jolene, Jolene.
Well, take that with a cappuccino. That was Darcy Clay with Jolene.
Very, very original take on that song. Just his vocal delivery, it's very unique, and that interesting shuffle rhythm he's got going there. So, like I was saying before, he put things into processes that shouldn't have gone into processes, and I think you can hear that in that song.
He warped it.
He did warp it to the full extremities.
His full warp. His interdimensional full warp.
He sounds a bit like Mick Jagger on that track, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, if Mick Jagger did a performance of Jolene, it might have sounded, in the vocals especially.
No, I never thought of that as similar, but now that you mention it.
Oh.
Right.
All right, well, moving on again. The next track we're going to play, we're going to go down a bit of a more heavy direction with this track. We've had a bit of the country, and now we're going to go into the more hard rock kind of section.
So let's do it!
The next track we're going to listen to is called All I Gotta Do. And, yeah, so there's plenty of heavy distorted guitar here. There's a prominent riff throughout, lots of thrashy drums, and a very lo-fi sounding production. Although, in saying that, his voice still retains that country twang, which he's got going on.
Mm.
Yep.
Oh, we also just got a text in. Awesome show, guys. Darcy Clay was a legend. Damn right he was. And he still is. And gone too soon. Respect. Thank you very much. Listener.
And also, if people want to text in if they actually saw him play live or even met him.
Yeah, you got any memories?
Text us in your thoughts. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. All right. Love ya.
Thank you.
Shabam.
Oof. You were saying that there was that disco influence in there again.
Yeah, I'm just slowly realizing that maybe Dicey Clay was a disco king.
Well, that might explain...
Because he's such a jazzy guy.
Yeah, so that probably explains the wigs and the big
full of the
suit.
cool moves.
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely hear that. He probably was listening to disco and brought that in as an influence somewhere along the line. Yeah. Mm. So that was All I Gotta Do, very heavy guitar track, that one. And you can kind of tell he was a very good guitar player as well.
Yeah.
Probably underrated, I would say.
Underrated,
yeah. All right, well, we're gonna go down the country route again, or the country fried punk rock route on the next track, and it was Easy. And, it is this country sound, but it's very grungy country. It's very raw and quite unique to him and his recording style. Almost this track in particular has got a demo-ish quality to it, and I say that in a good way, because I don't see how with a lot of these tracks they could have sounded any other way but in that kind of demo-ish lo-fi quality. That's what makes them so good.
Okay,
and it was easy.
I'm sorry, I'm just everyone. Anniversary albums, we're looking at Dicey Clay, the one and only.
And we've been getting some good text messages in. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Sharing your memories?
Yes, I'll read them through. First of all, one's a question. Why did Dicey Clay go to USA?
I've
been looking it up myself.
I think it was something to do with family.
Yeah.
Reasons, yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
It was because then he went to the USA, then he went to Australia, and then he came back to New Zealand.
Yeah, I mean...
I think it was family-related.
True.
It was before he was a musician, I believe. Or
right.
Or, like, a professional musician.
Okay, next one is, Daniel and I played football together when we were kids. Same neighbourhood friends. Such a waste. Yeah, it is pretty tragic what happened.
Mm.
And also, another one, Daniel was a quietly spoken, almost reserved guy. His gigs went off when he played the summer series in Albert Park. I reckon it was one of the best. He fed off the crowd and did the same. Maybe he did. he hid behind his alter ego. Yeah, and I guess you do project like an image of you know.
Well, Darcy Clay was the alter ego.
I think. Darcy Clay was one of the most amazing performers. You know, yeah. he would always leap around and make it work and everyone go crazy.
We just had a phone call and he appeared on Mikey's show, TV show.
Yeah.
I think probably the first one he was interviewed on there. And you can actually go, I think it's on New Zealand On Screen, the New Zealand On Screen website. You can actually find that link to that video, or you can actually go to Audio Culture and just type in Darcy Clay's profile, and a whole lot of great links appear, and that video is there as well. So yeah, check Brilliant. That out. It's really good. All right, well, the next track we're going to play is called In the Middle, and this one's actually more experimental than a lot of the other tracks on the record, especially in the vocals. He sings here in quite a staccato way,
mm-hmm.
so it's kind of kind of like that.
Oh,
that's
right.
My best demonstration of a staccato.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not sure if Geneva agrees with me on that one, but
No, I'm entertained.
There's also this quite thumping rhythm pattern in the bass and the drums, and it also sounds like he's using a drum machine on this track. So see if you can check that one out. Look out for that, and mixing up again with the recording techniques and the sounds. Yeah.
Night of the broad daylight, ooh, I'll be taking off your clothes. Everything gonna be alright, ooh. Everybody knows I got a habit being uptight, like latex, baby, ooh. You drive me crazy, ooh. I left my home in Alabama, raised 107, looking for a life. I got to know where she's coming. The second best thing was a wrestling than the rest in. But oh, I've got to know where she's coming. Did she ever say she's gonna come undone? Oh, no. She said she's gonna love ya. She said she's gonna love ya. But did she ever say she gonna come undone too? No. Said she's gonna love you. And love only you. Was beautiful, physical. She said a lot of made sense to me, but she also said a lot of don't. She didn't know what I was on about. I didn't wanna shout, but in the middle of the night, of the broad daylight, ooh, I'll be taking off your clothes. Everything gonna be alright, ooh. Got a habit of being uptight, like latex, baby. Ooh, you drive me crazy. Oh, you drive me crazy. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I know. You drive me crazy. Oh.
Kia ora, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the Darcy Clay. We've got our last installment of our anniversary albums coming up after this. You're tuned into 95BFM. This is Morning Glory with Geneva. Mwah.
Auckland Atomic Rockers Fuser hit the King's Arms this Thursday for much more than your regular gig. Not only do you get a free night of fantastic rock from Fuser, Melodications, and a couple of other very special guests, but your screams and hollers might just make it onto the live Fuser album and music video being recorded on the night. Fuser and friends, live and loud at the legendary King's Arms Tavern. Thursday, June 1st. Entry free, doors from 7 p.m.
Wonder what we should have for breakfast.
Piggy, kill the beast, cut his throat, spill his blood.
Hey, are you dreaming about cannibalism again?
What? Maybe.
You told me you were vegetarian. So gross, I'm leaving.
Wait, just one little bite, please.
Your favourite ethical vegetarian fast food joint, Lord of the Fries, is now open for breakfast. Choose from five delicious vegetarian and vegan breakfast buns, hash brown sides, or wash down with a freshly squeezed OJ. Breakfast is served at Lord of the Fries, St. Kevin's Arcade and No. 1 Queen Street.
The genre-bending Borderline Music Festival returns to the Wine Cellar and Whammy this Queen's Birthday weekend, offering up an excellent weekend of underground artists from here and abroad. Cricket Farm, Tim Guy, Waterfalls, Bozo and Harvey Unclear, PHF, Lapis, Bad Sad, Long Distance Runner, Astro Children and Mermaidens, Human Resource, The Convoy, Eyes No Eyes, Teeth, Pleasure Magenta and so, so many more. Borderline Music Festival at the Wine Cellar and Whammy, June 2nd, 3rd and 4th. Single night and weekend tickets from Flying Out and Under the Radar.
Yes, I am. The rhythm snake champion. Every Monday night from 9 till 11. Dubbing and guest selectors. Playing the full range of ghetto sound. Yeah, man. From rock steady to roots reggae. Beat bop sound to hip hop. Dub style to the latest dance vibes. Yeah, man, the rhythm selection. Boy, the rhythm selection. The rhythm selection. Boy, from 9 to 11 and 95 FM. Dobe Dam, yes, selectors, the rhythm selection.
Thanks to Shosha. Stores Auckland wide. Shosha.co.nz.
At this radio station, we do our utmost to abide by the Broadcasting Standards Authority and their rules and guidelines. If you seriously think we've crossed the line on air, give us a call on 309 4831 within 20 working days of the broadcast date and tell us about it. We'll be able to help you out and tell you the procedure if you wish to make a formal complaint to the Broadcasting Standards Authority. Fuck knuckles, cock and piss. Balls. Thank you.
Too right. You're tuned into 95BFM. We're doing our last installment of anniversary albums, commemorating the greatest guy ever.
I'm loving all these texts that are coming in.
Oh yes, I'll read them out
this
to you.
Fan love, it's great.
Yes. Okay. So saw Darcy Clay at the 95BFM private function party in the late 90s, down at the old Asian markets. Oh, the Oriental markets.
They were the best.
They're the best.
Yeah, they were.
Oh yes, I was so sad when they left. I think they were around. They're around where the Victor Arena, Spark Arena.
Yeah, they were around there.
Yeah, it was there, and there was this like big blue dragon that was on
yes.
it. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
90s goods.
Anyway, Grand Harbour Restaurant is now exact location, a bit hazy. He was amazing. I'm so glad I got to see him live. Always a fan. So sad that he died. Thanks for texting in. Darcy was killer at. Oh no, sorry. Morning BFM. Love the Darcy EP, only saw him play at the Blur gig late 90s, bought the CD, then bought the BFM 12-inch and slashed out on the very limited edition, oh sorry, splashed out.
Slashed out.
at the on the very limited edition from the US on 7-inch yellow, red and blue vinyl. Such a BFM classic, Andy. Thanks, Andy.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks very much.
Cool.
All right, so just looking at the reception and the legacy of this particular EP. So the EP was released and the lead single and title track, Jesus, I Was Evil, made it to number 5 in the New Zealand singles charts. And at the time, that was the closest that a New Zealand artist had got to number 1 for 18 weeks. So it was actually a big, big deal. And the success was much to the surprise of his record company, EMI. But the tune ended up staying in the charts for 2 months. Yeah.
Oh, wow, cool.
It was also well-received, largely gaining widespread radio play and attention in the music press as well. He even opened for Blur on their tour here in 1997. And I think one texter alluded to that as well.
Yes, yeah.
Although tragically, as we know, his career was short-lived as he sadly committed suicide in March 1998, aged just 25.
Mm.
And that year he would actually go on to posthumously win the Most Promising Vocalist at the New Zealand Music Awards, and also Jesus, I Was Evil was nominated for Single of the Year as well.
Mm.
Yeah, so it would have been very interesting to see where his career could have gone and what direction he would have gone down musically, because he certainly started off with a splash.
Yeah, and he's, you know, he definitely influenced a lot of teenagers who have been growing up listening to New Zealand music, even if they went there during the time. I know I listened to Jesus I Was Evil like all the time.
Yeah.
It's really gets you.
It's now like a classic New Zealand anthem.
Hard out.
And I guess on that note, it's always good to talk to someone.
Yeah. Yep. It is. This is the phone number for Lifeline, 0800 543 354. And also for those of you who do not suffer from those types of thoughts and tendencies, it's good to support those that you love who are going through that, because they need you more than ever.
Peace, love and understanding.
Yeah, peace, love and understanding.
Yeah. All right, we're going to finish with the... well, the one and only, the title track, the track he's best probably remembered for, and the all-time great New Zealand song, Jesus I Was Evil. APRA voted it the 15th greatest New Zealand song of all time. And actually, in 2009, in a poll, the top 95 songs of BFM's time, this track was voted number one, the number one best track to be played on this particular station, edging out Joy Division's Love Will Tear Us Apart. So, yeah.
Love you, Darcy.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sam.
I used to do lots of things.
I used to do things and I'd say things, and Jesus, I was evil. Take things and break things, and Jesus, I was evil. I never shook babies, I never beat no
to that album.
Happy anniversary.